Sometimes when you make art, you can grasp the meaning ahead of time. Sometimes the meaning has to make itself known, as our colleague David Green learned speaking to musician Jeff Tweedy.
Tweedy has spent two decades as the frontman for Wilco. They're a popular rock band from Chicago.
Well, I sincerely miss those heavy metal bands I used to go see on the landing in the summer.
Wilco, they're still going strong, but Tweedy decided to take a short break to do his first solo album. Well, almost solo.
The criteria to me for making a solo record was that it would need to be solo. I would need to play everything. And I bent the rules a little bit, allowed some DNA to play the drums.
Uh-huh. The DNA sitting over here to my right here.
I refer to him affectionately as genetic material.
Yeah. You like being referred to that way, Spencer?
Nothing more than a double helix.
Yeah.
The genetic material is Tweedy's 18-year-old son and drummer, Spencer Tweedy. He just graduated from high school, but he plays like a pro. The new father-son record is called Suki Ray. It's the nickname of Jeff's wife and Spencer's mom, Susie. The name came to them pretty late in the process. Now, Jeff did much of the work on this album alone during the day.
I would build a song as much as I could build a song without Spencer there, and then he would come by after school and play drums on it.
Mister is a trick for you. Sing it if you like.
Spencer couldn't believe he was getting the chance to make a record with his rock star dad.
I didn't take it for granted until the moment I was actually sitting behind the drum set.
What do you mean you didn't take it for granted?
Well, just because...
You always make me sound like I'm so capricious that I would like pull the rug out from under you at any moment.
Not at all. No, just because it's something that I've really wanted to do for a long time.
I want to let it be known. Ever since I was young.
I can be the proud dad for a moment. He's a savant. He's really, really effortlessly competent on most instruments he picks up, and primarily the drums.
A proud father, speaking to the theme of this album, family, and how love plays out in relationships over time. The song Pigeons is about parental love.
Now that you're older, now that you've grown, now that you're getting to know the unknown.
I wrote it a pretty long time ago. I think I wrote it to myself as a young person, but it applies obviously to having two sons and wanting them to not have any suffering in their lives, but also surrendering to the notion that that's not realistic and you're better off instilling in them some sense that they can transcend suffering. I don't know. This is really taking a turn for the serious.
No, it has. And you bring up the idea of transcending suffering. And, you know, it makes me think about the circumstances in which you guys started work on this album.
Sitting in a combed out room, watching the world to end.
This is called Nobody Dies Anymore, which in Tweedy's life isn't true. His brother died just as he began to work on this album and this song. He was coping with death and contemplating the alternative, as laid out by a speaker he heard talking about longevity.
And he was claiming that the first person that will live to be 1,000 years old is alive today. And what really struck me was that this guy's really afraid of dying. You know, there's a great deal more to be gained from our mortality than I would be willing to sacrifice.
What do you mean?
I mean that I think the notion of living till you forget all of your friends, forget all of your family, I don't know, this idea of living forever was somewhat horrific to me.
Nobody dies anymore. Bed's not on a dark front door. Some things still change, but nobody dies. Nobody dies. Nobody dies.
Pondering mortality, that's where Jeff Tweedy's head was when he began on these songs, not knowing what was to come next. His wife, Susie, was diagnosed with cancer. How is she doing, first of all?
She's doing well, and her prognosis is very favorable.
That's great.
It's been an incredible thing to witness someone being so strong in the face of something so serious and terrifying.
Well, I've always been certain nearly all of my life. One day I'd be a burden, and you would be my wife.
This album became something so unexpected for a father and son. Spencer remembers when they decided to use his mom's nickname as the title.
When my dad thought of Suki Rae, I immediately felt like that, of course, that is exactly what it should be called because of what had been going on with her diagnoses and just because she's the most important person in the world to us. So it felt like it made sense to put that name on a piece of art.
Let me hang like a new moon. Don't treat me like a stranger.
You know, you guys going through really hard times, it would have been easy to make this into a sadder album. This doesn't sound like a sad album.
I'm glad you're bringing that up because I think that there is a great deal of joy in this record. It was not meant as a memoriam or anything. It was meant as just sort of a reminder. We're very, very fortunate to have this in our lives, this making a record, making songs. It's a sense of normalcy for us that was engaging everyone's intellect and attention and emotions. We were sharing our rough mixes with Spencer's younger brother in the morning. Susie was hearing things as they were progressing. She's obviously paying a little bit closer attention to this record and everything that's happening around it. Excuse me. Because her baby boy's in it, you know. Not that she doesn't love Wilco, but it's really been fun for her to follow the story, follow some of the press that's happening and stuff. And, you know, that's all a welcome distraction.
Well, we will be thinking about her and hope she beats this as quickly as possible.
Thank you.
And Jeff Spencer, thanks so much for coming in and chatting, and good luck with the album.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanna watch you growing old and dumb. I wanna see what you and I become.
That's Jeff and Spencer Tweedy speaking to our colleague David Green.